One piece of news that Elizabeth did mention was that a morning snowstorm left Salt Lake City coated in white today. The snow and high winds have forced postponement of the very first Olympic competition, a qualifying round at the ski jumps, and practice sessions at the downhill skiing course were canceled. It may seem counterintuitive, but fresh snow is a problem for the Winter Games, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
When heavy snow fell last week in Salt Lake City and the surrounding mountains, the crisis board here at the Salt Lake Olympic Committee's Operations Center lit up. Meteorologist Tom Potter is the committee's weather coordinator.
There was very heavy snow at almost all of the outdoor venues. Several of the venues on the east side reported whiteout conditions, very heavy snow, strong winds and so on. So it obviously would have postponed or delayed any athletic events that had been, if it had been on a Olympic day.
But it's not just schedule delays or snowy traffic snarls that concern Olympic organizers.
Although Utah snow is world famous for being the best powder in the world, they have to scrape all that off because it slows down the racers too much, and so they have to get it down. They prefer to make their own man-made snow, which is roughly comparable to skiing on ice.
It sounds like skiing on ice as a ski racer scrapes past the finish line on the Olympic downhill course at the Snow Basin Resort. Finn Gunderson is the Olympic manager for the course, which was plagued by excessive snow last year during a World Cup race.
We had training runs, never could race. We had 8 feet over the space of 4 or 5 days on top, 4 at the bottom, and it's kind of the funny thing. A lot of the public think we need snow for skiing, right? Snow's it. We actually don't, not with snowmaking now, which is very, very dense. We like that, the harder the better, so it's fair throughout the entire race for all competitors.
And to assure that, an army of snow shovelers is standing by.
We do have 1,500 volunteers assigned to the two downhills. We do have 27 snow cats, 17 winch machines, all ready to push it off and shovel it off and get back down to the original surface.
Snow is also a problem at the Olympic bobsled, luge, and skeleton track, where manager Craig Leto walks beneath white shades on rollers, which are pulled over most of the ice.
It's work, that's for sure. I think that's part of why we've developed and designed the shades the way we did is, and our track chief's favorite words, these are not sun shades, these are weather shades. They keep the snow out of the track so we can concentrate on the surface of the ice, not just digging out every time we get a big snowstorm.
Snow slows the ice and makes for inconsistent runs, giving some athletes an advantage over others. The shades come off when the competition begins so the event can be televised. Leto has his own army of snow shovelers standing by.
Snow is work. Snow is work on the track, and during a competition, it boils down to work. And that's the same at all the venues. Snow is puts slow down to everything. You want it to begin with. You don't want it at the hour.
Olympic organizers also prepared for too little snow, with one of the world's most extensive snowmaking systems, snow dumps in the mountains, and a fleet of trucks ready to haul snow to venues. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.